Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. To ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. In whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives here, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you in what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Fernandus. He's a holy word order. In 1879, he came to China. First, he stayed in Saigon. That's why today, Yim Tianqi still have his doings over there. But then he went up to northern China and be there for 30 years. The gospel is telling us Jesus sending his disciples two by two. Very meaningful. Two by two, then we can keep Jesus in the midst. It's not we who will preach, it's Jesus in us. So important is to have kind of unity among us. When we are united, Jesus is present in us. So it's not that what we preach, it's Jesus in us we preach. The example of unity is the best witness to live the gospel. Jesus is sending us today also in our place. First of all, remind ourselves, keep peace with our people. Keep Jesus in the midst. First of all, that God works. We just do our part. Love one another. Jesus will be in our midst. And He's the one who moves the heart. He's the one who teaches. Let's entrust everything into His hand. And telling Him, we want to follow Him through our witness of unity.